Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video, How to Be Empowered by No and Rejection Rather Than Getting Your Ass Kicked by Them. And that title really says it all in a nutshell, because if you don't learn how to condition yourself so that you are empowered by no and rejection, then no and rejection are going to kick your proverbial ass and make you fail rather than succeed in life. So enjoy my video and podcast, How to Be Empowered by No and Rejection. All right. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, books, articles, podcasts, and lots of other supportive goodies, available at Zakiran.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. Now, if you'd like to get yourself a little gift from me, I would like to give you a free gift of the Top 10 Secrets of Success and the Law of Attraction so that you can easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality at top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. How to be empowered by no and rejection rather than getting your ass kicked by it. I used to hate hearing no. It was unimaginable to me why anyone would reject the amazing gifts of fun, freedom, and fulfillment that I offer every single day. In fact, it pissed me off, partly for selfish reasons, because I need yeses for success and profit, but because I could see how badly people were sabotaging their success by just reacting like fearful, programmed puppets and just saying no, just because they were so used to saying no to anything new. And like most people, I learned to dread no's and fear them. And worst of all, which is the kiss of death, I began to expect no's and rejection. The more no's I got, the more I expected them. And of course, the more no's and rejection I got, the more people I brought into my company and into our amazing product of fun, freedom, and fulfillment who did absolutely nothing and sabotaged their fun, freedom, and fulfillment, the more I expected people to do the more of the same. And of course, based on the law of attraction, I kept getting no's and inaction and lazy business builders and lazy customers, etc., etc., ad infinitum. Now, knowing what I know about the law of attraction and the fact that whatever you focus on, you will get more of, even though I knew better, all the no's and rejection and inaction and disappointment, etc., etc., and disloyalty, etc., kept getting my attention, kept grabbing me by the proverbial balls. I was disheartened and disappointed and pretty darn anxious because I've been doing this for years and years now, and I still had not achieved my dream. So I had to get a handle on this. I had to take the proverbial rejection bull by the horns and tame that beast. So I went to work using the knowledge I have and the techniques that I know work. I needed to take charge of all of my past disappointments that had me by the proverbial balls, and I needed to finally empower myself so that no was no longer affecting me in a negative way, but was in fact empowering me, because no is only disempowering if you give no and other people power over you and power over your happiness. You must become bigger than no and rejection. They must become impotent and powerless, because that is what they are anyway, aren't they? You've got the ticket to fun and freedom, and you offer the golden ticket to someone, and they say no. That is an impotent, powerless, self-sabotaging decision. So why give it any attention? It's because we're too damn sensitive. We care too much about what other people are doing and what they think about us. We see someone about to walk off the cliff and we say, hey, here's a parachute. And they say, fuck off. I don't need your stupid parachute. And so we try to save them from walking off the cliff. But instead of saving them, they take us over the cliff with them to our impending doom. The point is, you can't save anyone who doesn't want to save themselves. So, in the immortal words of Herb Cohen, in life and negotiation, you've got to care, but not that much. Or in the immortal words of Abraham through Esther Hicks, you've got to care mostly about how you feel. End quote. And it feels like crap to think about the losers, so why do we think so much about the people who are sabotaging their own success? It's because we care way too much about what other people, and especially what they think about us. So we care way too much about what they're doing, what they're thinking, but especially what they're thinking and doing, and you know, in regards to us. And it appears that we need other people to say yes in order for us to succeed. And this is true to some extent, but it is only true to a certain degree in sort of a broad perspective. The key is not that you need to change people's minds and bring them over to your way of thinking. Instead, you've got to attract the kind of people who are already thinking how you are currently thinking, or who at least want to be able to think in that more positive way. So caring about how you feel is the best tactic always, because that's what we want anyway. So caring mostly about how you feel is your most powerful way to guide yourself. We want people to say yes because we believe a yes will feel good. But you won't get a yes if you're feeling bad from thinking about all the no's. So you've got to condition yourself to always focus on what you want, which is yes, because that feels good. But you've also got to condition yourself so that when you do get a no, it does not, it not only does not disempower you, but empowers you. How about them apples? You need to learn how to physiologically and mentally empower yourself so that when you receive no's and rejection and disappointment because people are taking no action or wrong actions and people are sabotaging their success with no, etc., etc., you must condition yourself so that you are empowered by this, not kicked in the balls or the ovaries about it. You've got to learn how to, first of all, begin every day with an hour of power, where you prepave your day with meditation and affirmations about what you want, to build yourself to a state of belief. Because belief, you only get belief by thinking about it over and over again. You must have a big burning desire that drives you towards success that is a million times bigger than any measly no or piddly rejection. And you must physiologically empower yourself so that when you receive rejection, you fire off an anchor of empowerment. So no doesn't mean disappointment. It means immense empowerment. Vanquishing the proverbial enemy of fear of rejection is your empowerment. You're empowered by your dreams. You're empowered by your clarity. You're empowered by your focus upon feeling good and always finding ways to feel good. You're empowered by the fact that massive success comes from massive rejection. And you can gain this clarity and focus and become fearless and empowered by getting stuck into my daily success rituals series and becoming a master of pre-paving your way to success every day by going to successrituals.info. And you can vanquish your fear of rejection and de-energize the countless times you've experienced no and rejection, disappointment, etc., that have knocked you down emotionally. And you can condition yourself to be empowered by no and rejection by taking yourself through the processes I have outlined in my videos and podcasts on anchoring your success in my daily success ritual series entitled Success Anchoring 1 and 2. And there might be more to come. And now when you get a no, it's really yes. It's yes for you. Yes, I succeeded at getting another no. I'm a legend. I'm a champion. Yes, I'm on the road to success. I am succeeding. Learn to take the charge off of a no. I mean, it's meaningless and nothing to focus your attention upon anyway. No means they fucked up, not you. No can mean pleasure rather than pain if you condition yourself to believe that more no's mean more yeses. The faster you get more no's, the faster you get to a yes. The more fun you can have getting no's, the more fun you will have getting to yeses. You've got to make life and business and career a game. There's really nothing serious going on down here on planet Earth, if you haven't figured that out yet. It's not a big freaking drama that you've got to somehow earn or learn your way into heaven or you're going to hell and damnation forever and ever. That's all complete and utter bullshit. Life is a big, giant game, and you're here to have fun, not prove your freaking worth. You're not here to struggle and be in pain in order to prove your worth. Your worth has never, ever been in question. Life and business and money and success and career and creativity and relationship, etc., is a vibration game. And I emphasize the word game. So why do we play games? Because it's fun. They're fun to play. So all you really want is fun. Cyndi Lauper had it right. We all just want to have fun. So since we all want to have fun, and getting yes is fun, and success is fun, and wealth is fun, and freedom is fun, and money is fun, then you've got to make the journey of creating what you want fun. The game isn't any fun if there's no conflict. If you can't lose, then what's the point of playing? Winning is the goal, but the possibility of losing makes the game exciting. So make the journey to the goal of winning fun. Make getting no and getting rejection and attracting naysayers and dream stealers and lazy people just part of the game. Make getting no's a game of how many no's can you get. When you get a no, instead of going, boo-hoo, so sad, poor me, turn that frown upside down, honey, and kick up your heels and shout in glee, yay, I gotta know, yay, glory be. Yes is the destination, but no is the journey to get there. Praise the law. But if you're still emotionally conditioned to believe no is a tragedy and means pain, then you're going to run fast and hard away from any possibility of receiving no. That's why people are afraid of getting into business for themselves and afraid of network marketing and afraid of pursuing creative endeavors and afraid of investing money. Because the pain of rejection and failure is a big, huge, evil monster in their minds. Having to ask people if they're interested in their product or your service or your business or your song or your book or your script or your painting, etc., means massive pain to some people. And no one likes pain, so we will always run away from the possibility of pain. So you got to recondition yourself so that no means pleasure, not pain, because no is leading you to massive pleasure. It's leading you to what you want. It's just part of the game. No is just part of the adventure. If you never experience the possibility of rejection, you'll never get the massive pleasure of success. Whatever that success is, whether it's getting the girl or the boy or the money or the record deal or the winning the race, etc., the key always, always, always is to always ask yourself, what do I want? And whatever the answer is, focus on that and feel the feelings of having it. Turn your back on what you don't want and focus on what you do want. And delight in your dreams and your intentions. And make your dreams and your intentions more important than anything. Expect to feel good. Make your dreams and your intentions more important than anything except feeling good. You want to make feeling good the most important thing. But of course, getting your dreams adds icing to the cake. You're not getting your dreams so that you can feel good. You feel good so that you can get your dreams. But being focused on your dreams and intentions feels good, so you can't go wrong. You can't ever go wrong. Doubt is no longer in your vocabulary, and fun and feeling good is your number one focus. And you can have fun every step of the way and live a life of complete fulfillment if you know that your goals and dreams and intentions are all that matter. Know is fun when you know your every intention and every action you take is an act of generosity, and your focus is growth and improvement and bettering people's lives. Your every thought and word, your gifts, your value, your that you offer, your products, your business, your services, your creativity, etc., is all an act of generosity. They're all designed to help improve the lives of others. And the more you can serve others, the more you can serve yourself. Because as Jim Rohn has so often been quoted as saying, you will get what you want when you can help enough other people get what they want. So if you've had enough of being emotionally crippled and disempowered by your fear of getting no and rejection, then go get stuck into my daily success ritual series and pay special attention to my success anchoring series, especially video number 2 on rejection. And if you're ready to take that even further and you'd like to be empowered by no and rejection and achieve the success and freedom I know you desire, because success and freedom is absolutely everyone's desire, because the purpose of life is joy and the basis of life is freedom. If you're ready to live a life of fulfillment and fun and freedom to be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, then I'm very happy to offer you a free success and freedom consultation and show you a way to achieve the success and freedom you desire. Just go to freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to working and playing with you and helping you make your dreams come true. That's freesession.info. Thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. Please bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Share with them. Come visit me at zakiron.com for lots of self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success at top10secrets.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your business and your life unlimited heights of success, to achieve the freedom you desire, the fun you desire, the wealth you desire. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!